Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yes.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
The Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com.
Absolutely, yes indeed. This is the Ron Kelly Show for a Friday, March 14th, 2014. Boy, the years are just flying by. Yours truly, Ron Kelly, in the air chair. How's everybody doing? Glad to have you all here. Thank you so much for joining us. It's a new time. Starting today, the Ron Kelly Show will be starting at 5 p.m. every Friday, so you can check us out a little bit later. Maybe you might want to get home and get comfortable. I know I certainly do. So, you know, from now on, our new time is 5 p.m. Eastern Time. It's the Ron Kelly Show right here on blogtalkradio.com. The link is the Ron Kelly Show. Actually, it's blogtalkradio.com/ the Ron Kelly Show. Such an absolute delight to be here this afternoon. Thank you, everyone, so much for continuing to make the Ron Kelly Show a part of your life. Thank you so much for that. I really, really appreciate it. And Janice, I guess Janice must have found out the time had changed because I know I didn't tell you. Hi, Janice. How you doing?
Hi, how are you? Fine. Yes, I did. I found out it changed.
Oh, yes, it did. Yes, it did. Yeah, because it was a little bit tough getting home and, you know, and getting home by four, you know.
Yeah.
That was the problem, you know, and it just wasn't working. So, yeah, it gives people, you know, a better chance to, most people get home by five anyway, so home from work or whatever. So it's, you know, it works out all around for everyone, for the Ron Kelly Show to start at 4 p.m. So how are you, Janice? How are you doing? Everybody, Janice Taylor is here. How are you, Janice?
I'm good, good, good. Trying to get rid of this cold, but I'm fine.
Well, you know, with the weather changing, you know, with the weather changing so much, flipping around, it's just hard to stay healthy these days, and especially when, you know, as we all get older, our immune systems weren't, you know, like they were when we were 19. So we have to be a little bit. So we have to be a little bit more careful about taking care of ourselves. And speaking of age and getting older, Janice and everyone, you know, the business of staying young, of looking young, is a multi-billion-dollar business. And, you know, a lot of people spend tons of money trying to stay young. I mean, look at Joan Rivers has had so many surgeries, she probably lost count but she just barely even talk now. And many other people have the lifestyle lifts. You have your butt lifts and breast lifts and face lifts, and you can get everything lifted, you know, just about. And, you know, people are so desperate to stay young that now 50 is supposed to be the new 40, you know.
Good.
60 the new 50, and
yes.
40 to no. 50 is 50, okay? Let's keep it like they say on the street. Let's keep it 100 here. 50 is 50.
I'm 60.
You're 60. There's no new 50. You're 60.
There's a new 50.
No, it's not.
Yes,
you have your birth certificate handy?
No.
Okay, well, if you look
at
it,
Janice. I don't look my age.
Well, that's fine, but, you know, 60 is 60. See, because if you look at your birth certificate right now, it's still going to say that you were born, you know, in the early 50s. I mean, the middle 50s, rather. It's still going to say that. It's not going to say 1964. It's going to say 1954. And everybody's so desperate, and the present company excluded, everyone is so desperate to stay young And people just don't grow old gracefully anymore. That's like a curse word. What are you cursing
at
me?
There's no such thing.
No, right. Grow old gracefully. Because, you know, we're going to be, you know, people spend so much money. And you have your plastic surgeons that make tons of money, millions of dollars, off of desperate people who are trying to stay young. And, you know, we're all going to get old. And we're all going to die. And that's the bottom line. So there's no new 50. There's no new 40. If you're 40, you're 40. If you're 50, you're 50. And if you're 60, you're 60. Wear it well.
You know what? I wear it well, and I never have a problem with it. But I don't have to put on no fake boobs or tail. I have all of that. You know, and as they tell me, I do look good for my age, so I don't have to go out there to pretend. But when you go places, they're asking you to pull out your ID. It's a different thing because nobody never really believes that I'm 60. So, I mean, it's a good thing because you know how we don't crack.
Right, and I understand that, Janice, but if you went to the liquor store, they're not going to act hard you. If you want to go buy a pack of cigarettes, I know you don't smoke, but if you go to buy a pack of cigarettes, they're not going to card you, you know, unless the age for buying cigarettes has gone up. And see, you know, we it's a fact of life. It's a fact of life that, you know, that we're all going to get old and we're all going to return from whence we came. And you said the magic word right there, Janice. You said the magic word that people tell you don't look your age. And see, that's the whole thing right there in a nutshell. You know, because it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about how you look. But we judge ourselves by the approval of others. I mean, look at the social media, for example, with Twitter. You know, whoever has the most followers, if you got 20 million followers or 30 million followers, you know, you're important. If you got less than 100 followers, you're nothing. And Facebook, the same thing with likes and all of this stuff. And we try so hard, and we bank practically on the approval of others. And if somebody says you look old,
you look old.
You're gonna be upset about it. See, as far as I'm concerned, you know, and I know I photograph well. So as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I really don't care what people think about how I look. I don't care. I mean, most people tell me I look younger than I am, and I do. Thank you, because I already think that. But in life, especially here in America, we strive for approval.
And it's sad,
it's
too, because you don't need it.
It's all about approval. Right, you don't need it. It's all about approval. This is why people go through the motions with these facelifts and breast lifts and butt lifts. And I'm not saying that people, if you got the money and you've made the decision, whatever you're going to do, do it. If you're going to change from a man to a woman, well, I don't necessarily approve of that, but if you're going to change, how you look, I mean, fine. Some women want to look like Barbie dolls, and they pay money to look like Barbie dolls. I don't know what that's about. That sounds like
crazy.
Yeah, we have to talk to Dr. Susanna about that. As a matter of fact, next Friday, March 21st, Dr. Susanna will be here. We'll be talking about addictive behaviors. And people can be addicted to facelifts. So next
plastic
Friday
surgery,
afternoon.
Yeah.
Right. So next Friday afternoon, everybody, is Dr. Susanna Flores, our resident clinical psychologist, Dr. Susanna Flores, will be here on the show, and we'll be talking about addictive behavior. So mark it down on your calendars, everybody. It's next Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. It's the Ron Kelly Show with our resident clinical psychologist, Dr. Susanna Flores. And yeah, Janice, we're all caught up in what people think about us. And we, you know, many of us buy things that we don't really want, but we want to show time. We want people's approval. You might buy the Lexus instead of buying the Ford, instead of buying the Ford Focus, you go out and buy the Lexus. Instead of buying the Hyundai Santa Fe, you go out and buy the Yukon XL Denali, the biggest thing on the street. Because it's all about people's approval. It's all about people. I can finish. I thank you, Janice. I can finish my sentence very well. Thank you. I appreciate your help. But it's all about people's approval. And this is the thing. So that's what America is on right now. It's all about people's approval. And I know I look good. Well, I believe I look good, and if somebody says to me that I look good, it's just an affirmation of what I already thought, you know. So it's not so much about what they said; it's about what I already knew. And I know that sounds arrogant, but we have to, you know, stay within ourselves. You are who you are. You look like what you look like. I mean, there's always something you can do. If you're overweight, you can lose weight. If you're, you know, there's always something that you can do. But approve of you before anybody else does. That's the main thing. Believe in yourself and approve of yourself. You don't need anyone else's confirmation. So if you're 50, you're 50. Live with it. You know, if you're 60, you're 60. Deal with it. You know, be grateful to God that there's a lot of people that didn't make it to 60. Millions.
Right. Yes.
Who were born between 1954 and now, who are no longer here.
Mm-hmm.
So, 60 is 60. Be grateful, damn it. once again, thank you everybody for joining us. A little bit later on in the show, you know, I mean, I asked in the when I posted on Facebook about this show today, I asked how many Republicans does it take to say something stupid, and actually it only takes one, and mm-hmm. we'll tell you about the most outrageous nonsense once again. I mean, in these people, you know, liberals rejoice. It's the Ron Kelly Show. People, now these people are supposed to be making a run for African-Americans and Latinos. They're supposed to be retooling their party mantra, for lack of a better word, and what they stand for by trying to include African-Americans and Latinos as such into the Republican Party. But they're just shooting themselves in the foot. And what they're doing is that they're just, and it's totally outrageous, and what they're doing is they're just killing themselves. They're just killing themselves. And I'm going to tell you, after break, I'm going to tell you what the next outrageous, totally outrageous thing that the Republicans have said lately. We're going to get to that after the break. Anyway, it's about 16 minutes past the hour. It's Ron Kelly Show. Janice Scott Taylor is also here. And all of you are here as well. And what we will do, you know, we'll take the break down. We'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll get into this a little bit more. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com.
There was a need in talk radio. And one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is marching hand on society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com.
My name is Joe Thompson. I'm 29 years old and I have a career that I love as a systems analyst. Career. It still sounds cool to say that word. I never could have gotten on this path without a college degree. And if the college me were here, he'd tell you.
I never would have gotten to college without big brothers, big sisters. I could have ended up anywhere, on the streets even. But college? Joe Thompson? Not likely. My big brother helped me out. He taught me I could do anything, at a time when a lot of people were saying just the opposite.
And to a 7-year-old, that means a lot. My big brother's name is Phil, and Phil is the reason that this 7-year-old grows up to be a systems analyst.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping Big Brothers Big Sisters help a child, and that can last a lifetime. Start something today at BigBrothersBigSisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hey, we're back. It's yours truly, Ron Kelly. And, pardon me, it's the Ron Kelly Show, heard here every Friday afternoon on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you so much for joining us once again this afternoon. Appreciate you. And we really, really do. I Janice, I asked the question. Janice is here as well. Let's move on with the program. Now, Janice, I asked a question on Facebook when I was promoting the show on Facebook.
Okay.
And I asked the question, why do some people still think it's okay to dress up in blackface? Why do some white folks, and, you know, this isn't a white or black show. I mean, white people do listen to the show, more whites than blacks, actually, which is okay by me. And I asked the question, why do people still think it's okay to dress up in blackface? Now, what would you, we all know, and unless you are dead, everybody knows how offensive or how offended black people get when someone dresses up in blackface. See, black people don't dress up in blackface. We already have black faces, so we don't need to dress up. But everyone knows, most white people know, how offended African Americans are when somebody dresses up in blackface. Everybody knows that. But some people are still think it's okay to dress up in blackface. Now, Janice, now let me ask you first before we, we'll take phone calls too, 347-426-3214. That's 347-426-3214 to reach the Ron Kelly Show. Now, is it just ignorance or they just know when they don't care? Which would you choose?
They don't know and they don't care.
They
don't know.
Well, they got to know if they don't care, Janice. So do they just not care?
They just don't care. They really don't. And they don't, you know, and it is very offensive because we have fought so hard to have rights, to do things in this country, and to where it is that, you know, it seems like that we are going backwards instead of coming frontwards. Just like the Ku Klux Klan down in Atlanta was marching last month, you know, it's sad that we are still not up to where we need to be as far as who we are. You know, it's very offensive when a white person does that. And it's offensive if a black person does it, you know. It's hard for me. I can't adjust to that.
But I don't think that and see, that's the other thing that people, some people say, well, because black folks are not doing what they're supposed to do by each other, that these things happen and we get disrespected and people use the N-word and as such. Now, Al Jolson, back in the day,
mm-hmm.
Al Jolson was the, I guess you could say, the most famous blackfacer, the most famous person, the person who made a living by performing in blackface. Now, back in the day, because Al Jolson was born in 1886, he died in 1950. So he was 64, or 66 rather. No, yeah, 64 years old. Now, he was the most famous person performing in blackface. Now, in the early 1900s, well, I'd say the 20s, the roaring 20s, they call them,
mm-hmm.
Al Jolson was a star. He was a star for dressing up in blackface.
Mm-hmm.
And at the peak of his career, Al Jolson, he was dubbed the world's greatest entertainer. Now, I can't see why anybody would say Al Jolson was the greatest entertainer, because what he did was racist. But you got a white man who's dressing up in blackface. Oh, so you got a white person who's dressing up in blackface. Now, when he was using his own face, he was nobody.
Mm-hmm.
But when he dressed up in blackface, you know, and sang the song Mammy, you know, it was all, what Al Jolson did was a parody on black people. That's what
mm-hmm.
Al Jolson did. And that's what Al Jolson did. And he made a lot of movies. Now, some of the movies, he wasn't in blackface. I mean, not all of them. But
mm-hmm.
most of them, he were. Now, he wasn't. Now, some of the movies, he performed in blackface, but he used his own face, you know. So he only put on blackface. I mean, he didn't do the whole movie in blackface. He only put on blackface when he performed. And what Al Jolson did was offensive.
Mm-hmm.
But this man was considered the world's greatest entertainer. Now, that was then, because back in the day, before the Civil Rights Act and after, I mean, back in the day, it was okay to mimic black folk. The N-word was used exponentially. It was okay to ridicule, you know, yeah, the black fountain and the white fountain, the black counter and the white counter, and the black entrance and the white entrance, and many black stars like Dorothy Dandridge and some of the other people couldn't even stay in some of the hotels they were performing in. Sammy Davis Jr. Some of the big black names, you know, back in the day were not allowed to stay in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Dorothy Dandridge got into the pool in a hotel she was staying at. She got into the pool. And when she was, and now they had that pool drained and scrubbed because Dorothy
yeah.
Dandridge had been in that pool.
Mm-hmm.
Drained and scrubbed. So this is the sentiment that, you know, this is what black people went through back in the day. So it was okay for Al Jolson to do that back then, because it was okay to ridicule blacks. I mean, it's not okay now. Now, this person, I'm fast-forwarded to 2014. Now, this person, who dressed up in blackface was a member of a church. A member of a church. As a matter of fact, had a title in a church and dressed up in blackface.
Wow.
Was a member of a church. And when the pastor found out, that this had happened, and he looks like a black person too. I mean, it ain't necessarily blackface. I mean, he looks black. And his name is Pastor Joseph Pickens. That's who this person was, dressed up in blackface. Pastor Joseph Pickens. Dressed up in blackface, supposed to be a boxer. Now, from what I understand, there was a lot of white boxers Now this pastor Joseph Pickens was a pastor with the Clay's Mills Road Baptist Church. That is somebody who was a church member. So you can't tell me that this man did not know that what he was doing was wrong. And there's still white people who think that dressing up as a black person is okay. And it's not okay. It's not okay. Now, there are people who say that, well, the way black people treat each other, why should we be so concerned about this? See, this has nothing to do with how we treat each other. This is just blatant. I can't even say that they don't know. I can't say that they don't know. I can't agree with that. If that's what you said, Janice, I don't agree with that. That they don't know.
Well,
I don't agree with that.
Because I had to catch myself with that. Because I started thinking about the movie star, how she went out to a party here recently, and she was white, and she went blackface, and they had to take her into the bathroom and to take all that stuff off her face. And they told her she was wrong to even come out like that. I can't think of her name now, but it just happened recently. So, you know, you got to be careful with the stuff, how you present yourself, you know, and blackface, you knew it was wrong before you put it on. If your first senses tell you don't put it on and you go put it on, then there's a problem.
Well, see, people, you know, what's so scary, like people dress up in many different circumstances. Like, for example, people dress up for Halloween in blackface. So what's so scary about a black person? People dress up as a devil and different types of things, as ghosts and as skeletons. So a black person is supposed to be as scary as a ghost. Supposed to be scary as a ghost. People dress up as in blackface to be funny. And that's supposed to be funny. So you look at the average black person walking down the street, and are they supposed to be funny looking? You know, so this is the other thing that they, you know, when they do this, these things, they do them for different reasons. And some people dress up in blackface just to be racist. Point blank. They dress up in blackface just to be racist. And this is what happens. So, can anyone say that if black people had gotten themselves together, for example, if black people had gotten themselves together and worked together, instead of the black-on-black crime and what you see in the hood, for example, where blacks are against each other, and there are some black folks who say that too. Well, if black people would get themselves together, maybe people wouldn't talk about us the way they do. That's got nothing to do with it. See, I don't think that black people will ever get the respect that we deserve. I mean, hell, we got a black president, President Obama.
He's not
black.
Getting any respect.
Well, no, he's not. No, he's not. And we have a black president who gets no respect. This is the highest office in the land. Now, if you think they would respect anybody, it would be the president. But do they? No, because the president is just another Negro. And I don't know whether we get ourselves together or not. I don't know if black people will ever get the respect we deserve, because there are people who are anti-Semitic, for example. Don't like Jews. So, there's always going to be, and people compare the Holocaust to slavery. I won't. But matter of fact, when we come up in the next segment, we're going to talk about slavery. And what this kook fringe Tea Party Republican said about slavery. We're gonna get to that. We're gonna talk about that after this break. But yeah, so for some reason people still think it's okay to dress up in blackface. And as you said earlier, they know already that they shouldn't be doing it. They shouldn't be doing it. But, I can't really, there's no excuse for that. Whether black people take care of themselves or not, whether we band together or not, it's still disrespectful to, at Halloween, dress up as a black person trying to scare somebody. So that means that black people are scary.
Wow.
We're scary. Or Halloween, or as a joke, you want to dress up as a black person as a joke. So that means you're trying to be funny. So black people look funny. See, this is what I'm talking about. So this type of behavior is unacceptable. Unacceptable. Now, if black folks got themselves together, is it possible that this type of behavior could possibly slow down? Probably. Probably. It's a possibility. But on the same token, this type of thing shouldn't be happening. Especially in a church, where you're taught to love everyone in a church. That's what you're taught, to love everyone. Be of good cheer. God says love everybody. Don't hate. So I can't get with that was an oversight. Oh, oops. We didn't know black people was going to get mad. Sorry. I'll take
that
right now. Now, sorry. Oops. We didn't know. My bad. No. You knew. You knew. So this is and what makes this even worse is this is a pastor. This person was a pastor. This wasn't a lay person. This wasn't somebody who worked in the church. This was a pastor that did this. So, what kind of church is they running over there?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of church are they running? Now, I'm going to get into that in a few. I'm going to get into that a little bit. right after we take this break, everybody. We'll take a break and we'll come right back. It's 347-426-3214. The website is theronkellyshow.com. Check it out. You can go over there at any time. There's lots of great information there. Also, the Ron Kelly Show merchandise store. And working on redesigning the T-shirts and stuff because it's getting warm again, and we're going to have a whole new line of stuff. Summery items with the Ron Kelly Show logo. So everybody will know, oh, you must be smart because you listen to the Ron Kelly Show. And you can say, yes, I am. It ain't about the corner, you know. It's all right to be a hometown person. That's fine. I mean, I grew up in Jersey City, born and raised in Jersey City. I moved. You know, I happen to work in Jersey City, go there every day. And you know, some folks just, you know, it's like, When you don't expand your horizons, you only use, like they say, you only use like 10% of your brain. You actually use 10% of your brain over your lifetime. But when you don't expand your horizons and you don't learn more about the world around you, you know, you're handicapped.
Yep.
You're handicapped because you don't know nothing. All you know about is what happened on Grove Street or what happened on Ocean Avenue or Bidwell or Boswick or Bayview. Communipal, Montgomery Street, you know. But outside of the borders of your town, you don't know what the heck is going on. You know, you never know where that information may take you. So definitely expand your horizons and check this show out, the Ron Kelly Show, Friday afternoons at 5. We'll take a break. We'll come right back with more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
There was a need in talk radio. And one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is marching out of society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great price.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudge nut bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, back with more of the fastest-growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Yes, indeed. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us today, Janice and I. It's an absolute pleasure to have you all here. And let me tell you something. It's not a secret, but if you're tired of eating those bakery goods with all those preservatives and this assembly line making 10,000 cookies an hour, well, I got something for you. It's Regina's Sweet Temptations, Janice. Regina's Sweet Temptations. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. And meanwhile, you can go to her Facebook page. It's Regina's Sweet Temptations. I'm going to tell you in a little while how you can get in touch with her and how you can enjoy all the delectable bakery goods that Regina whips up in her secret location in Bergenfield, New Jersey. I guess I just gave it away. But, yeah, we'll talk about I'll tell you about Regina and Regina's Three Temptations in just a few minutes. But right now, it's the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com every Friday afternoon, 4 p.m. Be there, be square, like they used to say. We do our thing for you, and we put it out there, and we make sure that you get the straight dope. Now, I don't mean real dope. I mean straight dope on what's going on in the world. We don't do dope here on the Ron Kelly Show. Janice and I are here every Friday, and thank you so much for joining us. I'll get with you about Regina's Sweet Temptations in just a few minutes. In the meantime, the Facebook page is Regina's Sweet Temptations, and I'll have everything for you in just a few minutes. Now, this like I said, the Republicans and the Kook Fringe Tea Party are like the gift that keeps on giving. They just keep on giving. And these people are supposed to be trying to reconnect with the masses because their singular message is not being accepted by the general public. People are not subscribing to their nonsense. So they're like, okay, well, you know, let's connect with the black people. Let's connect with the black folks. The Hispanics, the ones that voted Obama in. Let's see if we can scoop some of them up. And there's this guy's running for office. I'll give you his information in a second. His run is already over. His run is already over. Now, this guy had the nerve to say that slaves were treated pretty good. Slaves were treated well. Now, this is someone who's running for office. Matter of fact, he's trying to be a congressman. And I'm trying to pull information up now. Y'all caught me out there. I'm trying to pull information up now about this idiot who's allegedly running for office. I'm going to tell you where as soon as I get to it. But, you know, this man goes by the name of Jim Brown, of all names. Jim Brown, one of our most famous Cleveland Browns running back in the day, movie star, philanthropist, Jim Brown. And this gentleman's name is Jim Brown as well, running for Congress in Arizona, of all places. Now, what he says, Janice, was that slave owners took pretty good care of their slaves. Now, in a post on his Facebook page that was supposed to be about federal spending, Jim Brown, who's running for Arizona's 2nd Congressional District, compared modern-day entitlements, you know, welfare, and Obamacare, and et cetera, et cetera, compared modern-day entitlements to slavery. But even more disturbing is that he denied that slavery was a brutally violent institution. Now, what he says was back in the day of slavery, slaves were kept in slavery by denying them education and opportunity while providing them with their basic needs. That's true. But he says, not by beating them and starving them. Now, we all know that slaves were beat. Slaves were beat. But he says, basically, slave owners took pretty good care of their slaves. Now, you're trying to connect with African Americans. You know, the Republican Party is aggressively trying to rebrand themselves. Aggressively rebranding themselves. And you just have to scratch your head. Because if you're trying to rebrand yourself, if you're trying to reconnect with African Americans and Latinos, why don't you say something so stupid? And then we had another one, another Republican candidate. Matter of fact, no, he was a Minnesota lawmaker who said that if the NBA, you know, National Basketball Association, if the NBA, if 70% of the NBA teams went belly up, street crime would go up. Now, we all know that the NBA is three quarters black people.
Mm-hmm.
So we know what he meant. We know what he meant. And this is another Republican. So they just continue to, they don't shoot themselves in the foot, they shoot themselves in the head. With this ridiculousness. And see, you know, I don't want to brand the whole party with, you know, paint the whole party with one brush, because I do know some black Republicans. I do know a couple. But this is the mindset of the Republican Party, the Kook Fringe, Tea Party. Yeah. They don't have nothing to do with minorities. And their theme song, blacks and browns and Latinos are not trying to hear it. This is why they sat on the sidelines stunned 2 years ago when President Obama won a second term. They couldn't believe it. Because Romney and Ryan just knew. They just knew. They knew they were going in the White House. Romney's wife was hanging drapes, you know, picking out drapes for the White House. You know, looking at China patterns. What kind of dishes? What kind of presidential dish they're gonna have? She, you know, and they just knew they were going to win, and they lost. And not only did black people not want to hear. White people didn't want to hear him either, because guess what? White people are the ones who voted the president in.
Right.
It was white folks. I mean, yeah, we helped a little. But it was white folks that voted the president in. So not only are they angering the black folks, but they're pissing off the white people who are not subscribing to the nonsense either. So it's just you can't make this stuff up. It's just so ridiculous. When you read, because you would think that they would have better sense, you know, just like the blackface people. You'd think they would have better sense than to say something so stupid. So offensive. You think they would have better sense. But they don't.
Mm-mm.
They don't. Just ridiculous. So they further alienate themselves from minorities. Just ridiculous. I can't believe it. But, you know, the leopard can't change his spots. You know, a tiger can't change his stripes. And even though they're trying to reinvent themselves, this mindset of superiority to everyone else is going to be really hard to remove. It's going to be very hard to remove.
Mm-hmm.
Because they feel that they're superior to everybody. So it's going to be difficult for the kook fringe psychopath Republicans. It's going to be very difficult. But what won't be difficult is next Friday afternoon, March 21st, 4 p.m., 5 p.m., I should say, 4 p.m. Central Time, actually, 4 p.m. Central, in Dr. Susanna's time zone, Chicago. We'll have Dr. Susanna Flores on addictive behaviors. Addictive behaviors. And I'm going to try to get Princess Love Mills on here. Princess Love Mills, a book called Don't Just Give Your Stuff Away. And, and you know, Janice, people, you know, everybody with the dirty minded, filthy minded people all think of stuff as being one thing.
Right.
Being your prized possessions.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they think of stuff as being.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll get her on the show. Dr. Susanna will be on.
Great.
And she'll be talking about addictive behaviors. Now, I read a post on the Tyler Perry movie, The Single Mother's Club, Single Mom's Club, whatever. Whatever. I'm not going to see it anyway. But, and somebody said, Janice, that women should know better.
Mm-hmm.
They should know better by getting with these knucklehead dudes. They should know better. Should they know better? Or is it that women are more emotional and men are more practical? Because we can look at somebody right away like, oh, this ain't the one. But women will try. So is it emotional? Is it the emotional part of women that caused them to get with these knuckleheads?
Nope.
They may already know that ain't no good for them?
Not necessarily.
Oh, can you expound on that?
Yes, because you have a lot of women that are single that didn't ask to be single. They are married and they're you know, they split up from their husbands. And this is the problem. My mom raised six of us, and she didn't, you know, she was single.
The no, I'm not talking about that. No, I'm not talking about, you're right, I'm not talking about married women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about,
single women.
Single women who have children from men who are not, single women who have children from men who are,
they're not married.
Not the one. No, who's just not the one. Who might be the player, who might run the street all night, excuses, lipstick on the collar, this, that, and the other. And women sometimes still bear children for some of these brothers. And that's what one of the persons in the Facebook post was saying. Why don't you know? Why doesn't a woman know if a man's no good? I mean, because he's going to show it.
Well, why doesn't, and it goes back, why doesn't men know if a woman is no good?
We do.
You don't know. Sometimes you don't.
We do. You know what? When we don't, Janice? When we don't is when we don't accept it. Because, you know, when you want a person to be right, you know, when you want a person to be right, you'll try whatever you need to try to get that person right.
Well, the women do the same thing.
Right, but
you know,
but I'm not thinking is that women are more emotional and that's why they do these things.
More emotional and they wind up with knucklehead men.
Right, because they,
you can't,
yeah, 'cause they're more emotional.
It doesn't have anything to do with the emotional, you know, being emotional. You assume this person or you're with this person and you think that it's going to last, and then you find out something different, and here you are with a child, and then you're trying to make it work, and then you're here with another child. And even if you have one child, you mean you came in thinking that he was the one or she was the one, and then, you know, you just break up. I mean, it's nobody's fault unless you're just out there. You know, you just want a guy that's, you know, that's in the street and you know he's out there and you still want to be with him. You know, that's something different. But if you're trying hard to have a relationship and this person done went out and he done cheated on you and you're stuck with this child, it's not being emotional. You're just stuck with the child. You have to raise this child as a single mother. You know, today's society, as far as these young girls, some of them don't have training at home.
That's
generational.
True. No, that's true. And the mother, and sometimes we got about 75 seconds left, and that's true. That sometimes the mother will do something and the child will follow behind.
Mm-hmm.
But I suggest everybody watches Afraid of the Dark. Afraid of the Dark is a documentary about why. Afraid of the Dark is a documentary about why black men are so vilified, why so many people are afraid of black men. I suggest that you Google that, Afraid of Dark. That's what it's called. And it's a documentary about why black men are so feared. I suggest everybody watch that, Afraid of Dark. All right, we're going to break about it here. Thank you, Janice. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you again next Friday on the Ron Kelly Show with Dr. Susanna Flores, and our topic will be addictive behaviors. All right, so we'll see you then. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Thank you so much. See you back here next week. We're out.